I mean, when they finish?
The Rainbow Run was finished when the World War II started.
Yeah.
See, I disbanded. We had the Rainbow Ramblers. We were playing jobs around here. So I disbanded and I went to Lake Charles, played with another band for 2 years.
Yeah.
When I come back, we didn't call it the Rainbow Ramblers. We started calling it something else. You know,
yeah.
I've had different names, the Bayou Buckaroos, the Cajun Storytellers, things like that.
Right.
And the Rainbow Ramblers, though, was the first band.
The first one.
And they went from 1936 till, I'd say, 1941.
Who did you play with in Lake Charles?
Leo Swallow.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, he was playing for a fellow by the name of Quincy Davis, who had the old club, I forget the other thing, club, Lakeside or something like that. He was in Wesley. And I went to... I led the band for them, radio announcer. They had a daily program on radio station, KPLC.
Yeah.
That's mostly why they hired me to do the radio announcement.
Oh, right.
And lead the band. Leo had become quite a drinker and he couldn't take care of him. Somebody had to, he was a good musician, but they had to take care of him.
Leo made a lot of records before the war, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, he had quite a few records. In fact, you've seen some of these old-timey records.
Yeah, right.
He's on some of these, like I am.
Did he have any big hit records?
Yeah, he had some pretty good hits, like Gramamu. He recorded Gramamu there.
Right, yes.
And I believe that one time he recorded Jolly Blonde, but it was before Jolly Blonde, incidentally, become a hit through him.
Mm-hmm.
And us, I mean, myself and Harry Schultz, who recorded it.
Yeah.
And I was at this club in Lake Charles, and had a lot of soldiers that come there from Camp Pope, from the Lake Charles Air Base,
yes,
and other places on Saturday night. And they loved this Jolie Blonde. So I wrote to Steve Scholes and told him, I said, we ought to record this, you know. And he wrote back and said, well, it's the there was a shortage of shellac during the war and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he gave me all that. So in the meantime, Harry Schultz went off to Houston. He left the band, went to Houston, got in with a fellow by the name of Quinn.
Yes, Bill Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made Jolie Blonde. Well, it was a million seller over.
Yeah. So you knew Harry quite well, did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, Harry played with me before. He played with me in the 38 and 39. I've got some of the records that, on RCA that he cut with me.
Yeah.
In fact, this record, Le Veuve de la Couleur, I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Harry played the fiddle on that.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a very good fiddle player.
Yeah. Okay, Fats. After, yes, his story is a sad one, isn't it? The way he died.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In a way, what he was, he just lost his mind.
Did he?
He was a very bad alcoholic. He had when he wanted whiskey or a drink, he had to have it,
right,
one way or the other. But they put him in jail at Waco or somewhere, and he just banged his, killed himself, hit the bars with his head.
Yeah.
At least that's their story. You know what
right.
I mean? I don't. There's a possibility that. Police killed him, I don't know.
Right.
There was a big question about that when it happened. But we all knew him, we knew how he was. He'd do anything. I seen him break right on Main Street in Lake Charles. Hit a glass with his elbow and crack it open, reach in and get a fifth in the liquor store.
Really?
On
yeah.
Main Street. He just had to have it.
Yeah.
That's all he took. One little bottle of whiskey.
Ooh.